So our community has been in constant mourning because of COVID-19. Many of our community members are not only facing a certain impacts and risks, but some of them are dying. There are still people who are in the hospital, and we know them because our communities are so tightly knit together. So anything that hurts one family hurts all of us. My name is Joe Enlett, and I am a pastor for our Truckee's community, and I'm also the Consul General for Micronesia. Because of COVID-19, obviously, our community has had to adjust significantly. We are not meeting on Sundays anymore at our usual place of worship, but families are encouraged to do their own services in their homes. So that's what we do. And we also get, you know, my brother's families and, you know, sister and aunts who join us through, you know, FaceTime or Messenger. So that's how we're connecting as a family, but also spiritually. We're still staying connected. And I feel that that's a really powerful tool for our communities to continue to minister to one another and encourage one another during these difficult times. Most of my messages are messages about hope and messages about taking care of one another. It's about love and wanting to put out, you know, positive thoughts and actions. Our communities are being hit hard because of historical reasons. That includes our non-access to health here in the U.S., but also, you know, in the home islands where we come from. You have very high rates of chronic diseases among our people, like hypertension and diabetes. And especially for the people from the Marshall Islands, they also have had experience of nuclear bomb testings from where the United States tested 67 nuclear bombs in the islands. So that has caused islanders from the Marshall Islands to have some of the highest cancer rates in the world. For our people, what's really important right now is for people to take care of their families, and also for people to really know that this thing will go away at some point. Our communities, I believe, I know for sure, are incredibly resilient communities. We've managed for centuries to survive on very isolated, small islands with very little resources out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And it is in that resilience of our people that I believe we will be able to get through this.